Wisconsin's native white-tailed deer naturally gravitate to native plants. The problem, according to researchers, is that 2 to 4 times the number of deer now graze the state's forest compared to the days before European settlement. Botanist Don Waller is leading a team that is literally getting down on hands and knees to examine what native plants are left and what's taking their place. Waller is comparing his team's data to that collected by another UW botanist more than 50 years ago. So far, researchers have finished work on 62 sites in northern Wisconsin and parts of the UP. Another 300 sites are in the works. Waller says native plant populations have plummeted an average of 18% over the last 5 decades.
The miterwort is a good example. Both species of miterwort have decreased a lot, on the order of 30 to 50%. Rosy twisted stalk decreased even more than that. These are generally smaller plants. They're wildflowers, often with pretty flowers on them, many of them in the lily or the orchid family.
Not surprisingly, Waller says deer like to eat orchids and lilies. And he's found that non-native grassy species are moving in. Since deer don't like to eat those plants, they thrive. Waller says he's found the most significant depletion in areas where deer hunting is restricted.
That was a big shocker to me, that these areas specifically set aside to protect biotic values like diversity, in fact, have done the worst job of protecting diversity. And we think the absence of deer hunting and the high deer densities there have a lot to do with that.
In comparison, Waller says sites on Indian reservations have the most native plant diversity. One possible reason is that some tribes allow more deer hunting on their lands. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.